This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out?
All right, brother. How you been?
What's up, Hollywood? You out with Fushon, or are you off of work, or what?
No, I'm still at Thibodeau. I got to go back Wednesday, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Eddie. Yeah, give a shout-out to Eddie White Cardinals on that hard-fought win against All-Tribe Vanderbilt. That was a good high school football game Friday night.
No, that was twice. Two hard-fought games, and you win in the regular season, you win in the postseason, so you got to give Eddie White credit. It's hard to beat a team twice. So you win that number, Longshoreman, or what? Not Longshoreman, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
They got Longshoreman in the blame. Yeah, Hollywood, you were at the game? Okay.
Yeah, I was at the game Friday night. It was kind of cold, too. But,
didn't play, can he? That running back? Ooh, Lord. For Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt returned that kickoff, or y'all's opening kickoff. That was, eye-opening. So, and then Eddie White had two fumbles. So, Vanderbilt had their chances to win, but Eddie White came out there, and they move on to Leeville Friday night at Eddie White. So that's going to be another good game Friday night.
Now, is that Leesville?
Leesville.
By Fort Polk, right?
Yeah. Right. Leeville, right.
No, and it's not Fort Polk no more. They had to change the name.
He did change it.
It wasn't politically correct. I don't know, Fort Polk and all. But at Leesville, I know that area. That's around Alexander and all that in West Louisiana.
Right. They have some talent over there.
They have talent. You know who's the most famous NFL player from Leesville? Kevin Mawai. His dad's in the military.
His dad, and he was there because his dad was at old Fort Polk.
He went to LSU. Leesville. Kevin Mawai. Right. So, they're going to have some players there.
And, Bobby, I want to congratulate on Coach Rebo from Nickel State. He retired. We're going to miss him deeply. And they got to build him a statue in front of Kedry Stadium to represent him, since he did a good job for Nicholls State throughout his 10-year career. So.
Nobody's coached as well as he did there.
Without a doubt.
And what he did, you think about it, 3 Southland Conference championships, 4 trips to the playoffs. And he put the he laughs all the time because it's from the movie Invincible. He put the sound back in Guidry Stadium. Man, people were going there. I mean, he had Chase Fourcade and Sully Lesh and a bunch of other guys that he brought in. And I remember the day he got hired, I'm sitting there listening to him, and he was like, we're going to make this a Louisiana school because of the fact they had coaches before that were going way outside Louisiana. You look at it, I think he had 88 guys from the state of Louisiana on that roster this year.
Well, Mike, like you said, in Hollywood, you look at 4 playoff appearances, 3 Southland Conference championships over a decade. That's the proof in the pudding. He leads Nicholls all-time leader in victories with 57 in conference play. So when you look at it, the Colonels posted a 48-30 mark in the Southland, highlighted by championships, Mike, 2018, 19, 23. So if you look at Coach Rebo, he wrapped up his career 55-39 record against FCS competition. And look how well, like last hurrah, look how well, and they went until the beginning of the third quarter when they played LSU.
Yep.
Look how close that game was. So I give Coach Rebo a lot of credit.
Yeah, he did a great job there. And, you know when it's time to leave. And I think he had been thinking about this. And the way the season played out, it was disappointing. And
does he have grandkids?
Oh, yeah. He's got a couple of new ones, too. A couple of new grandkids.
So he wants to probably be involved in their life. And
But he had asked me, Mike, how did you like retirement? You know, because I was doing something before I came back and worked at WWL. So I didn't like it. And my wife was, you miserable here. You better go do something. And I think he'll be that way, too, for a while. You spend time with your kids and your grandkids, but that you're not going to your office. You're not going somewhere. And that's a big void in your life, not to do that. And so I said, look, Pete Jenkins has the grace line. He said, Mike, I retired 6 times, and I'm still coaching.
Yeah.
84 years old.
Yeah, you're just looking for your niche and that what you could do and how you could contribute. Coach Rebo, I remember, Mike, his older brother, Rusty Rebo.
Rusty was with Nicholls, All-American, and he played with the Saints.
And then he blew out his knee, and I think he didn't end up making the team. But, no, he was a linebacker. He could knock a snot bubble.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Hollywood, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I hope you all had a very good Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, but of course I'm sad, like most of the Houdat Nation is, if not all the Houdat Nation at Taysom Hill, and we want to wish him a speedy recovery. Got to hear the doctor and understand that it's going to be a long haul, but if anybody's going to be the one to make it shorter, it's going to be Taysom Hill, because we've said it numerous times, the man is in perfect physical shape, even at 34, and there's no way in Hades that he is going to be going off into the sunset after this. So, and also to Saldivari as well, who was injured you know, get well soon and all that. But, you know, guys, I'm thinking that really it's time for us, even though the Saints are still only two games out of the division lead in the division that none of the teams really seem to want to win. You know, with Taysom being gone and the injuries that we have, even though some are coming back on the offensive line, is it time for this team to start looking toward the future and talking about next year and maybe calling this throwing the season away, but just simply saying, look, there's only so far we can go with what we have. Do we start turning our attention to 2025?
Well, here's my deal that, you know, you're not going to lay down on that field because if you want to continue your career, everybody watches what you do. And you know when they really watch you? When things are bad. Not when things are good. Everybody's all in when things are good. When things are bad. You know who's got the big test? Kendra Miller. I want to find out.
Yeah, what the hell he's going to do?
If he can play or not. If not, then I got to move on from him. This is an opportunity for him now. And you're given just a few. But if you're an early round pick, you get more. And my deal is Kendra, he can come off that injured reserve deal this week. You got your opportunity, man. Make the most of it.
Help out Kamara. I mean, come on. I mean, we know what Kamara could do. I ain't worried about him in the future. And now, come on, Kendra Miller. Now, and then even the Jamal Williams eventually, but Kendra Miller especially. What are you going to do? Mike, who's the stud running back? You look at the rookie, what he's been with Tampa Bay. Bucky
Irving from Oregon.
Yeah, what? Okay, Kendra Miller, please do that for us. I mean, hello.
I'd like that if he could.
Right.
But he got to do it first.
No, exactly. And so I'm just frustrated. He need a you-know-what to get off the pot.
That one I agree with you totally.
Come on. We're giving you a chance, giving an opportunity. And listen, the Giants are a team, and that's why that game was so important. And it's so frustrating when you come away with a win against the Rams because that would have been impressive. Like, I think it'd be impressive if we, I don't know, that'd be a major upset, I think, if we beat the Packers on Monday night in Green Bay. But, like, the likes of where, now it's the NFL, but the Giants and the Raiders, you got to beat those kind of teams. Mike, I kind of thought, I guess my crystal ball, I must have dropped it. Because I thought, I'm telling you, watch, at the end of the year, that game against Tampa Bay at Tampa, we've always played good, is going to mean something.
Well, it might mean something to Tampa.
No, right. Maybe we can spoil their
You might mean something to
we
them.
We can spoil their parade.
Man, you watched Atlanta yesterday.
We can rain on their parade.
Oh, my God. That was one of the worst performances I've ever seen from Kirk Cousins.
Four interceptions, yeah.
Bob, I mean, he threw it a couple of them right to him, too.
So do you think they might?
No,
you know,
it's going to be Kirk.
With Michael Penix? No, because the coach said, you thought about any making a quarterback change? You know what he said? No. He didn't elaborate or anything. He just said no.
No, I think they're going to ride Kirk unless he gets hurt.
Right.
They're going
right.
to ride with him the rest of the season. What else you got, Big John?
Well, you know, it was kind of a strange weekend because I've never really been a fan of Garrett Nussmeier, and I've been a pretty big supporter of Derek Carr. But I got to tell you, Nussmeier showed something to me Saturday night in the game. And, you know, coming back from what appeared to be a horrific-looking injury to his shoulder, and then to come back and just start dropping dimes the way he did was really something else. On the other side, I thought Derek Carr is one of those guys that I think really needs to start proving his mettle because I didn't think he had all that great a game. I think that last play especially sort of encapsulated holding on to the ball too long. And everything, but really, the hat's off more than anything to Garrett Nussmeier for that performance and showing that he looks like he really wants to come back next year and improve and maybe take LSU to the playoffs.
He will come back, and who I was really impressed with because he had played horrendous, Chris Hilton. Okay, Chris, man, and he felt the ire of the head coach.
Hello,
and in two plays he made, man. Nussmeier put it right out there, but he made the catch. And just keep running. My old neighbor, Joe Clark, he would have a fit about receivers that wanted to jump up in the air to make a catch. Keep running. And you saw Chris kept his feet on the ground, and he got was able to make two big plays.
He was the LSU version of Valdez-Scantling.
He sure was.
When you look at it, Mike catching touchdown passes of 40 and 45 yards. Now, he only had two catches, but 85 yards. No explosive, taking the top off the defense. Judge the football in flight. Don't jump too soon. You got to trust the quarterback. So, no, that's a good sign going forward, and he finally stepped up and lived up to his ability.
Yep.
Because you look heading into Saturday, you look at Hilton was targeted, what, 12 times at an average depth of basically 26 yards, but his longest reception had only been 21 yards. Then he has a 40 and a 45. So, Mike, I'm looking for him to build upon that.
I would hope so, and play that bowl game and try to solidify that. And you know what? He got to seriously think about. I know he wants to play in the NFL. You got to seriously think about coming back.
You got to come back
because you got nothing on the resume
for
this year.
Skins on the wall.
I agree with you.